This goes to Caitlin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Geitman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, P-A-C, fax 989-775-1640. Regarding Cecilia, C-E-C-I-L-I-A, middle initial C, and last name Bott, B-O-T-T. Date of birth, 9/21 of 1970. Dear Ms. Geitman, this is a post-hospital follow-up visit for Mrs. Bott, who was initially referred for consultation in June of this year for progressively increasing creatinine levels, which were noted since September of 24, in the range of 1.4 to 1.5 from September through June of 2025. Following that time, though, the creatinine continued to increase, and she was admitted to Gratiot Community Hospital on 8/21 of 25 with increased fluid retention, shortness of breath, and increased creatinine levels. She was seen in the hospital by Dr. Fuente on August 22nd for consultation for progressive renal failure and hyperkalemia. And then again on August 23rd, just prior to her discharge. She actually had been feeling quite a bit better by the time she was discharged from the hospital after diuresis and improved creatinine levels. The creatinine got as high as 3.47, and at discharge it was down to 3.06. She was anemic with low platelet count at 130,000. Sodium level was 130, and she tends to run normally slightly low. Normal calcium magnesium levels, phosphorus was 4.8, which was improved. She felt very good when she was discharged Saturday evening. Sunday, fairly well, but as the day progressed, she began to feel much more tired. She was having a lot of nausea. She felt hungry but was unable to eat. If she did eat, she would vomit up a clear phlegm, sometimes coughing some clear phlegm up also. And she did see her cardiologist, Dr. Sudeep, S-U-D-E-E-P, Mohan, yesterday. And he was aware that she had gained 3 pounds within 2 days. And he suggested that her 40 milligram Lasix should be increased to 60 or 80 milligram. But she was coming for her nephrology consult today, August 26th, and so a follow-up, actually. And then he wanted Dr. Fuente to make that decision instead. So when she came for the post-hospital follow-up visit, she'd actually gained another pound. It was 4 pounds up over the last 3 days from discharge, and she felt short of breath, very swollen in the lower extremities and slightly above the knees. She had edema. Her abdomen felt swollen to her also. She did have a CT scan in the hospital of abdomen and pelvis, but that did not show much ascites or any ascites at that point. She did have some pleural effusions noted. And she does have a severe coronary artery disease with inoperable coronary arteries at this point. She had a prior two-vessel bypass surgery many years ago, but even the surgical bypass arteries have calcified at this point. And she's had uncontrolled chest pain also, with multiple admissions to the hospital. Today she's fatigued, and her husband is also present for the follow-up visit. She is scheduled to see her primary care provider tomorrow, and she will be discussing her epigastric pain, which seems to be a constant concern. Drug allergies, she's allergic to codeine. Medications, isosorbide 30 milligram daily, Lasix 40 milligram daily, Protonix 40 milligram daily, aspirin 81 milligram daily. Ranexa was held in the hospital 1,000 milligram twice a day. Farxiga 10 milligram daily held. Zetia 10 milligram daily. Effient 10 milligram daily. Reglan 5 milligram twice a day, currently not taking. Singulair 10 milligram daily. Rosuvastatin 40 milligram, that's on hold also. Synthroid 150 microgram daily. Novolog regular insulin with meals per sliding scale. Lantus insulin 65 units at bedtime. Nitroglycerin 0.4 milligram sublingual PRN chest pain. Hydroxyzine 25 milligram PRN itching. Potassium was stopped due to high potassium in the hospital. She will be restarted on the Ranexa due to her chronic angina and recurrent chest pain. But she will stay off potassium, she will stay off Farxiga and rosuvastatin currently. Physical exam, height 66 inches, weight 216 pounds, pulse is 50, blood pressure is 100 over 62. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear. Midline uvula. Neck is supple. Jugular venous distension is noted. Lungs are diminished in bilateral bases. Heart is regular with very distant sounds and a bradycardic regular rate. Abdomen is obese. Normal percussion. Non-tender to palpation. Extremities, she's got 3 to 4 plus edema from toes to just above her knees bilaterally. No ulcerations or lesions are noted. And labs, most recent lab studies were done August 25th, 2025. Creatinine had improved, got down from 3.06 to 2.57. with estimated GFR now up to 22, pro-BNP 14,900, and that was greater than 16,000 while hospitalized, sodium 130, potassium 4.0, carbon dioxide 25, calcium 8.6, hemoglobin 9.1, hematocrit 30.1, normal white count, platelets 144,000. Assessment and plan, one, progressive renal failure, currently stage 4, but improved from during hospitalization, and two, history of hyperkalemia, that's also stabilized now that she's off potassium supplementation. Three, chronic cirrhosis, she's followed by a gastroenterologist in Lansing. Four, severe coronary artery disease with inoperable coronary arteries and chronic angina. Plan, she's going to take an additional Lasix 40 milligram this evening when she gets home. Tomorrow she will start taking 60 milligram daily. Possibly we'll increase that up to 80 milligram daily since shortness of breath, fluid elimination, and heart management are priority. Even if that tends to make the kidneys worse, we do need to let her breathe and control the chest pain. Two, she will check daily weights. She'll notify us if she gains more than 5 pounds in 24 hours. She'll continue her low-salt diet and her fluid restriction, 1,800 milliliters in 24 hours or less. She's going to stay off the Farxiga, the Crestor, and the Micro-K, but we want her to resume the Ranexa 1,000 milligram twice a day due to the chronic angina. And she's going to have a follow-up visit with this office within 4 to 6 weeks. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente, and this was a prolonged visit today. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.